Hey, we're closing soon, just so you know. Yeah, we close at 7:30 on Fridays. We'll be open at 8 a.m. tomorrow, though. Yes, I'll be here to make your Americano, as usual. Hey, before you go, I was just wondering, you come by here almost every morning. I assume you're on your way to work or something, but this is the first time I've seen you here at night. What? No, I'm not creeping. I just recognize the regulars, that's all. Just curious. Morning customers rarely ever stop by at night. Oh, you're leaving town soon? For what? Vacation? Oh, you're moving? Where? Wow, that's quite a distance. All the way across the country. Oh, so you wanted to visit your favorite coffee shop one last time before you leave for good tomorrow. Well, that sucks. I don't know why, it just does. I mean, I'll miss you, I guess. Mind if I sit with you? Thanks. But yeah, I'll miss you. I have a soft spot in my heart for my regulars, especially you. So it sucks that I have to see you go. Yes, I said, especially you. Why you? Well, I guess it's because I've noticed you come here almost every morning, always order the same large Americano with that mysterious, suave look on your face. It's kind of hot, not gonna lie. What do you mean, why is it hot? I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I love a man of mystery. I've seen you almost every day that I've worked here, and the only words I've ever heard you say are, "One large Americano, please," and "Thanks." I'm not sure why, but every time you leave the store, I wonder what is going on in his head. I think it's just my personality. But also, if I'm being totally honest, you're one of the only regulars who doesn't hit on me. Actually, you're one of the only customers who has never hit on me. And I can't help but wonder, is that just a courtesy thing? I mean, I appreciate the politeness, but I guess for me, it just sucks to think that one of my few hot customers doesn't find me hot in return. Oh, you do think I'm hot. Well, thank goodness. I was starting to feel self-conscious. I don't know why, but one thing I can tell you is this. The fact that you never hit on me just turned me on more. An attractive guy who doesn't flirt with the cute barista? Challenge accepted. Yeah, it's kind of sad that we never got to really know each other before you had to leave. I mean, unless you want to make up for lost time. You know what I mean. You just said you think I'm attractive, and I think I've made it pretty clear that I think you're attractive too. Just think of it as my parting gift to you for being such a loyal customer. No, we don't have to go back to your place. We can do it right here. Like I said, the shop is closed. I've already locked up, and no more customers are coming until tomorrow. We have the whole place to ourselves. Well, for starters, we can do this. You have no idea how long I've wanted to do that. Okay. We should get away from the windows. If anyone sees us, I'm fired. Here, follow me. Welcome to the kitchen. Now, where were we? Here. Fuck, take off your shirt. Holy shit. Wow. I don't know what to say. You're even hotter than I thought you were. Here, take my apron off. And my shirt too. Do you like my tits? Do you want to feel them? Fuck, I love it when you feel my breasts. No, what are you doing? That's just a bottle of chocolate syrup. Oh my god, you should have warned me. Now my tits are covered in syrup. What on earth should we do about this? Well, you made the mess, so you have to clean it up. Oh shit, yeah. Lick them. Suck them. Clean them with your tongue. I know you've always wondered what I look like under my uniform. Oh, fuck. And your body is amazing, too. I just want to kiss you all over. From your lips to your chest to your stomach. Until I'm down here on my knees. Let me help you with your belt. And your pants. So that I can pull out your cock and kiss it too. And so I can taste it. And suck it. Oh my god. You taste so good. Oh my god, I love the feel of your dick in my mouth. But you know, what would make you taste even better? Open that metal box to your left. That's a refrigerator. Hand me the silver bottle. This is whipped cream. And it looks like I've gotten it all over you. It would be a shame to have it all go to waste. I had better lick it all up. I can't miss a single bit. Oh no. I got it all over your cock. I need to make sure your cock is nice and clean. From the head all the way to the base. But I also can't forget your balls. They got a bit messy too. Fuck, I got so wet from sucking all that whipped cream off of you. Here, feel it. Feel that? All that wetness is from you. Look, you can slide your fingers right in. Now your fingers are all wet. Don't worry, I'll get that too. Oh, my pussy tastes amazing. I can't wait for you to fuck me. Okay, here. There's no good place for us to lie down, so I'll just bend over this counter, take off my panties. Hurry up and fuck me already. Holy shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me like the good little barista that I am. Oh, fuck, yes. Grab my hips. Oh, fuck me harder. Oh, fuck as hard as you can. Oh, this is probably the last time we'll see each other. So fuck me like you fucking mean it.
don't stop. Grab my hair and pull. Oh, don't hold back. Oh, fuck me like it's the last time. Oh, fuck me like you'll miss me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I think I'm gonna come. Just don't stop. Oh, right there. Oh, keep fucking going. Don't you dare think about stopping. Yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck, until we're both coming. Yes. Oh, fuck. Come with me. Oh, yeah. Come with me. Come with me. Uh-huh. Oh, fuck. Oh, come with me. Yeah, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. So fucking hard. I hope we didn't use too much whipped cream. My manager is so fucking stingy with those toppings. Yeah, you're right. It was all put to good use. Holy fuck, that was amazing. I should have hit on you sooner. But it was nice to have you as a regular, even if we didn't get to talk much until today. I'm just happy we made up for lost time. By the way, I did say that we don't open until tomorrow morning, meaning we have the whole night to continue making up for lost time. Okay, Tiger. Where'd you put that whipped cream?